All right, what's shaking, Red Nation? Welcome to another episode of The Dream Take, presented by The Dream Shake, and all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Jeremy Brenner here, and tonight, the Rockets pull out the win. Final score, 116-107, or should I say this afternoon, or do I even say this morning? Because this has been quite the interesting schedule snafu, but the Rockets not fazed by it whatsoever, and they pull out the win to start this second half of this long road trip. I mean, if you really think about it, like Houston, when they played in Houston on Thursday, you know, that's a one stop, you know, they were there for what, 24 hours. So is it really a homestand? They didn't really have a homestand. So I consider this to be a road trip. They're playing in 10 cities in 10 games, or 9 cities in 9 games. So yeah, it's been quite the difference. But the Rockets start off the second half of this road trip on the right track, beating the Pistons, who have become somewhat of a rival. I'm not even sure if they really should be a rival at this point, maybe down the line, but I think today proved that the Rockets are not on the Pistons level. And I think that's a good thing. You know, the Pistons, God bless them. They've struggled a lot lately. I believe they're dealing with a losing streak just as bad as the Rockets were dealing with. I believe this one is 14 in a row now for them. So they're dealing with difficult times. They've got injuries galore as well. So the Rockets needed to get a win today. If they didn't win today, this would have been a couple of steps in the wrong direction. And today they took a couple steps in the right direction. You know, I wrote the recap for today's game on the dreamshake.com as well. And I published that just before coming on here to talk Rockets. And my main takeaway from this game was there really wasn't like a standout player. The team was the standout. And I think that's really important to note. You know, every player that was in the rotation today, all 9 guys, not counting Usman Garuba and Trevlin Queen, who made his NBA debut today. We'll talk about those transactions a little bit later in the show. But I mean, of the 9 players that played legit minutes today, they all had at least 8 points. And all but Josh Christopher and Jayshon Tate were in the plus, from plus minus. And I mean, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Josh Christopher was in the game at garbage time. Jayshon Tate might have been as well. I couldn't really, I think he was there, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, it's a minus one. He wasn't, you know, a huge liability on the court at that. But yeah, so overall, this game for the Rockets, I think they played really smooth basketball from start to finish. The turnovers still, there were some dumb turnovers, but for the most part, playing a smooth style of basketball, playing together. And I think the team chemistry is peaking at the right time today, which is great to see. I'm really excited that this team finally is starting to get comfortable playing with each other. And I think it's only going to get better, at least with this group of guys. You know, obviously they don't have their full lineup in. Jalen Green is still out. Kevin Porter Jr. is still out. But those guys hopefully will be able to come back and add on to what the Rockets have built over the past couple of weeks rather than disrupt it. And yeah, I'm really excited about the direction of the Rockets in this game. This game proved why. They came into Detroit. It was a difficult with the schedule, but they took care of business today. Played really sharp basketball as well, I think. You know, David Nwaba played really well, I thought. DJ Augustine had some good minutes today. Alperen Şengün, again, with some crazy, crazy stuff that makes you in awe of him as well. He played 22 minutes today. I thought that was pretty fair. I know there's a whole debate circling around Rockets Twitter about the minute allocation that Şengün is getting, but I do think that he is getting a fair shake of the minutes, at least, you know, when even considering the fact that he's been in foul trouble. You know, he had 4 fouls today, but Steven Silas kept him out there. I think he had 4 fouls late in the third, but even though he had a chance to get his fifth, Silas stepped up, kept him out there, and I think that was the right call. I think Sengun has to learn how to play to not get in foul trouble. And to do that is to force him out there, because if he gets in that fifth foul, he's gone probably for the rest of the game, if we're being totally honest. But I think Sengun is showing positive strides, even though it might not be as flashy as what he was able to do in Cleveland and Atlanta. And I think we also saw another good game out of KJ Martin, who played really well on Thursday as well. He had a double-double today, 10 points, 11 rebounds. So positives from the bench, who all played really well. Garrison Matthews got that new contract last night. It's a 4-year contract. He looked pretty good in that first game of that, 16 points for Gary Bird. He played the most today with 36 minutes, knocked down 4 threes. I'm really happy that Garrison Matthews got that contract. I was a little bit surprised that it came at this time. Not surprised that he got the contract, but they had time to look into it and they had time to stretch it out. But I also think that part of the reason why they made the moves that they did was to, I don't think just getting Gary Bird that contract was why they made these moves. So just to kind of recap the moves that the Rockets made late Friday night. So Garrison Matthews is on a two-way contract, meaning he can only play in a finite amount of basketball games. Now that I think the number is 50, if I'm not mistaken, but the Rockets need to eventually turn that two-way contract into an NBA contract, similar to how Daniel House got that contract back in 2019. Now, remember when Daniel House, that contract happened, his NBA days expired and the team waited to get him on an NBA contract. They didn't immediately convert that. And Daniel House was spending a whole lot of time in the G League, and Rockets fans were like, we got to get House back up here. And it took a while, but they eventually found a way to get him back in. And I think a big reason why that team struggled in 2019 was because Daniel House wasn't in that rhythm that he could have been if he had stayed on the team throughout the entire course of the season. So that being said, now it's ironic seeing that Garrison Matthews is stepping in to the role that Daniel House once had. And Daniel House was waived by the team. They had a chance to maybe field some trade offers for him. I'm sure that Rafael Stone probably tried to gauge his market, and they didn't find enough there that was worth keeping him, and they eventually parted ways with Daniel House, making him another one of those dominoes from the 2020 bubble, and he's gone now. So 15 months after the NBA bubble, Eric Gordon is the last Rocket standing, and he might not have that much time left considering the trade deadline is a little less than 2 months away. And if he plays like he did today, Eric Gordon, 18 points on 7 of 11 shooting, that's the kind of numbers that Eric Gordon puts up that makes other teams really intrigued by him. And I think that Eric Gordon is on the right path to netting a pretty solid haul for the Rockets in the coming weeks. So, you know, more on that later. But I think the biggest reason why the Rockets made this move when they did is not necessarily to get Gary Bird that contract. There was no rush for that. Not necessarily to send House away because they didn't think that his trade value was enough. I'm sure maybe had Daniel House returned and had he gotten some run in, I think that he would have maybe found a chance to get a second round pick off. You never know what's going to happen over the course of the next several weeks. So, you know, that could have, you know, totally changed the game had he come back, played as well as he did during the peak of his season in Houston. But I think the biggest reason ultimately why the Rockets pulled off this set of moves was to get Trevlin Queen in the Rockets' control. Now, Trevlin Queen, he is a name that you're probably familiar with if you are like a diehard Rockets fan, or if you are like a really big fan of the G League and the RGV Vipers. Like, Trevlin Queen has been arguably the best player in the G League this season for the Vipers, and arguably one of the top 10 G League players in the whole league. I'm pulling up his stats here from the Vipers. He's 24. He turns 25 in February, 6 foot six, 190 pounds, but he was averaging 10 points a game in the G League, shooting 45% from the field. That's not just his, like, I'm surprised those numbers are low. He was definitely doing that. I might not be looking at the right stats. Hold on one sec. But okay, yeah, that was last season. This season, he went from averaging 10 points a game on 45% shooting. This year, he's averaging 22 points a game with 6 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 46% from the field, 32% from 3, but those numbers, you know, will hopefully go up. But I think getting Trevlin Queen to the Rockets was a huge reason why they pulled off this set of moves, especially considering the fact that the Rockets were looking, or not just the Rockets, but the entire league, with COVID starting to really rear its ugly head once again. You know, I think players throughout the G League are looking to, you know, poach guys from teams and whatnot. And the Rockets didn't have Trevlin Queen in their control fully. Now, by signing him to a two-way contract, Trevlin Queen is attached to the Rockets. And I think that was the main reason why they did what they did, kind of playing a little bit of keep away, because, you know, with COVID now, I mean, like the Magic yesterday, they signed 4 players to 10-day contracts because of COVID, and they all played last night. So, like, this is going to be an issue, and you're going to see a lot of G League players come up and sign these, you know, 10-day contracts to, you know, basically be the taxi squad while the people in the main roster have to be away from the team with COVID. The Rockets will likely not face this problem because Steven Silas revealed today in the press conference that all the Rockets have had their booster vaccines. So the Rockets might not necessarily face the problem. They're not necessarily immune to COVID because they've gotten the booster shots, but the chance of spread, at least within the team, is significantly lower than if there was a team with, you know, unvaccinated players or not fully vaccinated players. So I think the Rockets are definitely ahead of the curve when it comes to this. And I think that's super, super important. And you look at last year, the teams that are the healthiest are the ones that are going to succeed. And I'm not necessarily saying the Rockets are, you know, going to, you know, jump up the standings because they're healthy, but it certainly helps. The best ability is availability. So I think that the Rockets are definitely in the plus column when it comes to that. And, you know, regardless of, you know, how you feel about the vaccines, just be safe this holiday season, wherever you may be listening to this from. COVID is still a very serious illness throughout not just the United States, but the entire world. So please be safe this holiday season, regardless of if you're traveling, if you're staying home. But yeah, that's my 2 cents on that. And look, if there are any people that are listening live on Spotify Green right now, we have a smaller audience than we're used to today. I think that's part of because, you know, we're recording live right now at like 1:40 on a Saturday in the middle of the day, not our usual time. So there's less people that are available. A lot of people are probably just enjoying their Saturdays with family. Christmas is coming close. It's a week from today. I'm curious maybe if anyone has some Christmas stories they'd like to share or any Christmas wish lists. But if there isn't anyone that's in the audience that's wanting to come up and speak, that's okay too. I can talk to a wall in my room alone, or just talking to this phone that I'm doing right now. But ultimately, the Rockets today, just to kind of put a bow on today's game, I think the team really shined today. And when you have a real nice team win, it can build a lot of morale, a lot of momentum. The team has an opportunity to kind of have like a team bonding experience tonight. I'm sure they're probably doing something in regards to that. given that they have, you know, Saturday night off. So maybe they're doing something special with the team, and hopefully they can continue to build on this chemistry, because they're going to need it during this week, this really tough road trip that will span over the course of the week. So you look at the week ahead. Starts off Monday against the Chicago Bulls. Now, the Bulls were kind of the first team to deal with COVID, and they had somewhat of an outbreak. And looking at the team now, Zach LaVine is still in COVID protocols. Troy Brown, Alize Johnson, Ayo Dosunmu, Stanley Johnson. So those guys are out currently. Now, by Monday, things could change, but they are missing a ton of guys. But that shouldn't mean anything for the Rockets. The Rockets need to come in to this game on Monday, and they need to play the Bulls like they did last time. They need to come out with that energy. They need to be be sharp. I think that was a big reason why they won today, is they came out and they were sharp in the first quarter. And being sharp in that first quarter means that you're setting the precedent for the rest of the game. And I think that is incredibly important. So I hope that the Rockets can go into the Bulls game on Monday and play with that same confidence that they did today, and that same confidence that they did in the second half against the Bulls when they played at Toyota Center last month. Then you get the Bucks again on Wednesday in their arena. It could be another tough matchup. The Bucks, they're dealing with some COVID issues as well. Giannis is out. DiVincenzo is out. Wesley Matthews, Bobby Portis, those guys might come back during that game. But I mean, if Giannis entered protocols on the 14th, so if he's out for 10 days, that would put him, that would make him out for Wednesday's game. The Rockets could take advantage of that game if Giannis and Bobby Portis are out. They gave the Rockets a ton of fits when they played them earlier this month. So hopefully the Rockets can find, again, a chance to seal that game in Milwaukee. Then the following night, they got to go play the second half of a back-to-back against the Indiana Pacers. A winnable game for the Rockets. The Pacers aren't dealing with any COVID issues as of the recording of this podcast, but the Pacers are a team that is like, they are a beatable team, yes. But the fact that they're coming off the second half of a back-to-back kind of worries me a little bit for the Rockets. I wonder if the Pacers are also playing the back-to-back. You know, that's like the Thursday is – a lot of teams are playing Thursday, I'd imagine, because there's no games on Friday. But, yeah, there's a ton of games on the Thursday. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So there's 12 games on Thursday next week, including Pacers-Rockets. Pacers don't play on Wednesday. They play Tuesday in Miami, so they will have that slight advantage. But, you know, the Rockets, I think they match up actually pretty well with the Pacers. So I'm curious to see that game. Hopefully the Rockets can stay healthy for that game. I'd like to see them give the Pacers a good game. I feel like that game is pretty evenly matched. Could go either way. And then after Christmas, the Rockets then face the Hornets on Monday the 27th, the final game of the road trip. Again, the Hornets, a team that they've beaten before. LaMelo Ball returned last night after being on shelved from COVID. Right now, the Hornets have gotten past their COVID issues. So, you know, but then again, this list changes every day. So it could be very different, especially, you know, a week from now. So we'll see how that turns out. But again, those are five games that the Rockets have proven that they can win. The Rockets have proven they can win. They proved they could beat the Pistons today. The Bulls, a team that they've beaten before. The Bucks, a team that they've competed with before. The Pacers, a team that's pretty on their level. And then you also have the Hornets, a team that they've beaten before. So you look at that schedule, and it could go a ton of different ways. I'm not expecting them to sweep this week, go 4-0 on the road. But honestly, from what I'm hoping for this week, the Rockets are going to need to compete in every single game of this road trip. So that's what I'm hoping for in tonight's game, or in not just tonight's game, excuse me, but in this week of their road trip right before and after Christmas. So hopefully they can pull out some wins. I think it would give a ton of confidence to the team before they come back home. They get the Lakers on Tuesday, that being the second half of a back-to-back again. So basically they get a back-to-back, Christmas off for 3 days, and then another back-to-back. And they get the Lakers in the second half of the back-to-back. So that should be a pretty exciting group of games. And then, of course, you get the Heat on New Year's Eve, another game that should be exciting for Rockets fans. The New Year's Eve game every year is exciting. I used to go all the time as a kid. So hopefully, if you have the chance, if you're in Houston this holiday season and for New Year's, a great way to spend December 31st. So, again, I'm always excited to come on here talk Rockets basketball with you guys. I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take and at DreamShake SBN. You can also head to our website, thedreamshake.com. I'm of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. I have a written recap of today's game, so be sure to go check that out. We'll be back on Monday. Some combination of Mike, Ray, or me will be talking about the Chicago Bulls game, and we're here every day after a Rockets game on Spotify Green Room. So thank you to our live audience here on Spotify Green Room that's sticking it with me here on this Saturday afternoon edition of The Dream Take. If you'd like, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets.